Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, May 24th, 2014. We're in the second hour of the broadcast. The website's alternativemedia.org, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. Going to be taking your phone calls next hour. We're streaming live at thealternativemedia.com, top left corner, and we'll archive the broadcast right there as well. Now, I had mentioned last hour a global anti-GMO action. People unite against Monsanto all over the world today. If there's an event in your area and you have time, go down and support them. Over 400 cities worldwide will see millions marching against the U.S. chemical and agricultural company Monsanto in an effort to boycott the use of genetically modified organisms in food production. Boycott buying Roundup. Use your dollars to make a statement. That's really all you've got left. And I'll say it again, I find it amazing. You know, I differ with a lot of various broadcasters or people in the Patriot movement about how much change we're actually affecting. You know, are the people waking up by the masses. Now, the fact that this is going on in 400 cities tells me there's a lot of people all over the world that understand the threat that Monsanto is. But what so disappoints me is here in America, when it comes down to votes or it comes down to states or areas trying to fight Monsanto, we are just so utterly defeated. We can't win the fight to know what we're eating in America. How sad is that? And if you've not watched it, I know I talked about it last week. If you've never seen the documentary Food Inc., and there's many others, but that's a great one. The plight of the American farmer in this country and the treatment by Monsanto, dragging them into these rigged courts, financially bankrupting our farmers, it's a disgrace. And most people are not aware of it. And hopefully these type of marches will raise awareness and people will get more involved. Marches are planned in 52 countries in addition to some 47 U.S. states that are joining the protests. MAM supports a sustainable food production system. We must act now to stop GMOs and harmful pesticides, said Tammy Monroe Canal, founder of March Against Monsanto. That's what MAM stands for. In a press release ahead of the global event, the movement was formed after the 2012 California Proposition 37 on mandatory labeling of genetically engineered food initiative failed, prompting activists to demand a boycott of the GMO in food production. Now, you see, anytime that activists like this successfully manage to get it on the ballot. Then here comes the big deep pockets of Monsanto to make sure that it fails. Monsanto's predatory business and corporate agricultural practices threatens their generation's health, fertility, and longevity, Canal said. The main aim of the activism is to organize global awareness for the need to protect supply, local farms, and the environment. It seeks to promote organic solutions while exposing cronyism between big business and our government. Amen to that. Activists claim that Monsanto spent hundreds of millions of dollars to obstruct all labeling attempts while suppressing all research containing results. Not in their favor. That's where we find ourselves at here in America. Birth defects, organ damage, infant mortality, sterility, and increased cancer risk are just some of the side effects that GMOs are believed to cause. That is what the scientists have learned about, that the genetically modified foods will increase allergies, that are going to be less nutritious, and that they can cause or very contain toxins that can make us ill, Organic Consumers Association political director Alex Baden-Mayer told Russia Today. GMOs have been particularly banned in a number of countries, including Germany, Japan, Russia, but yet in most countries across the globe, they still feed GMOs to their animals. Citing the U.S. example, Baden-Mayer told RT that it's hard to distinguish the company Monsanto from the players, guess where, in the U.S. government. Of course, most of the genetically modified crops grown in the U.S., almost all of them end up in factory farms concentrated in animal feeding operations, stating that the U.S. has enough grassland to pasture and raise 100% grass-fed beef and produce even more grass-fed beef than is raised on modified corn and soy. 1 year ago, over 2 million people in 436 cities in 52 countries worldwide marched against the largest producer of genetically engineered seed. And last year, I'd taken part in the March Against Monsanto in Winston-Salem. I'm not sure if they were having an event there or not. But hats off to all the activists that are out there trying to promote awareness. I mean, if you just talk to the average person, a lot of people are not aware of Monsanto, the dangers of genetically modified food, the fact that the seeds are being engineered, the seeds are being patented, Terminator seeds. I mean, you would almost think that this is so crazy that we wouldn't even have to fight this fight, that just common sense would say, you know, absolutely, we're not going to change these things. We're not going to let a company patent life. We're not going to let a company control seeds. We're not going to let a company sue farmers because they're not using their seeds, but they blew into their field from a farmer that down the road that is using them. That's how completely out of touch this government, our court system, and the corporations that run it all have gotten from common sense and from the American people. But the American people, much of which don't care, much of which don't know, much of which don't want to know, allow all this to happen, and it's continuing to worsen. And, you know, maybe they can make a difference, but as long as you've got all the sellout traders in Washington, D.C. that are in the pocket of the banks and the corporations, how do we affect change? We can march forever, but until we have politicians that actually represent some common sense and are not on the take and in the pocket of the corporations and the banks, we're going to continue to see legislation like we continue to see coming from Washington, D.C. that's always in the favor of these type of mega corporations and benefiting them and destroying, sadly, our local farmers. This coming in, how about this? Thursday, May 22nd, Hewlett-Packard announced that by October they will cut up to 16,000 jobs. As a result, the total number of layoffs at the company rises to 50,000, making it the largest payroll reduction in its 75-year history. HP's initial targeted number regarding the job cuts was 34,000. The plan was initially announced in 2012 by Meg Whitman, the former eBay CEO who took over HP's control. At the time, the company featured 350,000 employees. Now it has 317,000. Coming up on a break, you're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in a moment.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio saying, give me liberty or let's give you death. And keeping up with just a little bit of the news this past week, I didn't see this being reported by any of the mainstream media or talked about by the those actors acting as conservative pundits on AM radio. This should have been leading off the news this week because this is the beginning of a very significant trend I think we're going to be seeing around the world. Russia and China have just signed what is being called the gas deal of the century. And the two countries are discussing moving away from the U.S. dollar and using their own currencies to trade with one another. This has huge implications for the future of the U.S. economy, but the mainstream media in the United States has been strangely quite silent about all this. For example, CNN's website, if you look at it to see if you can find something about the gas deal between Russia and China, you do not find anything. But you will find top stories entitled Celebs Who Went Fox Red and Adorable Kid Tugs on Obama's Ear. Is it any wonder why the mainstream media is dying? If a particular story does not fit their agenda, they will simply ignore it. But the truth is that this new agreement between Russia and China is huge. It could end up fundamentally changing the global financial system, and not in a way that would be beneficial for the United States. Russia and China have been negotiating this natural gas deal for 10 years. And now it's finally done. Russia is the largest exporter of natural gas on the entire planet, and China is poised to become the world's largest economy in just a few years. This new $400 billion agreement means that these two superpowers could potentially enjoy a mutual beneficial relationship for the next 30 years. Russia reached a $400 billion deal to supply natural gas to China through a new pipeline over 30 years, a milestone in relations between the world's largest energy producer and the biggest consumer. President Putin is turning to China to bolster Russia's economy as relations sour with the U.S. and European Union because of the crisis in the Ukraine. Today's accord, signed after more than a decade of talks, will allow state-run gas producer Gazprom to invest $55 billion in developing giant gas fields in eastern Siberia and building the pipeline, Putin said. It's a large event, Putin said. In Shanghai, after the contract was signed, both countries are satisfied with the price, he said. Of course, countries sell oil and natural gas to each other all the time. But what makes this deal such a potential problem for the U.S. is the fact that Russia and China are working on cutting the U.S. dollar out of the entire equation. Russia and China are planning to increase the volume of direct payments and mutual trade in their national currencies, according to a joint statement on a new stage of comprehensive partnership and strategic cooperation signed during high-level talks in Shanghai on Tuesday. The sides intend to take new steps to increase the level of expansion of spheres of Russia-Chinese practical cooperation, in particular to establish close cooperation in the financial sphere, including an increase in direct payments in the Russian and Chinese national currencies in trade, investments, and loan services. In the recent article entitled De-Dollarization, Russia is on the verge of dealing a massive blow to the petrodollar, it was warned that what would happen if the petro monopoly ends in the United States, our current standard of living is extremely dependent on the rest of the world continuing to use our currency to trade with one another. If Russia starts selling natural gas to China without the U.S. dollar being involved, that would be a monumental blow to the petrodollar. And if other nations started following the lead of Russia and China, that could result in an avalanche from which the petrodollar may never recover. And it isn't just the national government of Russia and China that are discussing moving away from the U.S. dollar. For example, the second largest bank in Russia just signed a deal with the Bank of China to pay each other in domestic currencies. You can almost feel the U.S. dollar fading. Why would these countries continue when they know they can hurt us in this way and we have no friends? We continue to go around the world as the big hypocrite, telling everyone else how they should run their economies when we're the largest debtor nation in the history of the world. We go around the world continuing trying to be the world's policeman with 700 military bases in 120 different countries. Of course, this is inevitable. It's all part of it. The world economy is moving to China. We've already seen the giant sucking sound. You've you see all the empty factories. This is, whether you want to say it's slowly happening or it's happening really fast, it's happening. And it's going to continue to happen. A few months ago, China had announced that it no longer planned to stockpile more U.S. dollars. It was speculated that this may be evidence that China planned to start making a big move away from the U.S. dollar. Well, now China's intentions have become even more clear. The Chinese do not plan to allow the United States to indefinitely dominate the globe financially. In the long run, the Chinese plan to be the ones calling the shots. That means that the power of the U.S. dollar must decline. These days, instead of stockpiling up mountains of U.S. currency, China has started accumulating hard assets instead. China is rapidly stockpiling gold, and it may be that they are also stockpiling oil as well. So what we are witness to here, and you could go back in time however far, but we could just start with around the year 2000. We could start with the George W. Bush administration. These wars in the Middle East that have bankrupt us. At the same time, the economic decline in America as China gets bigger, their economy expands, they move outside the dollar. We're just seeing a slow decay economically in America, and this is going to continue. I can't, you know, I try to be an optimist in so many different ways, but I can't point to a single thing that's going to change this, that's going to turn this around. There's no one in Washington, D.C. with a plan to do so that I'm aware of. Our factories in America have a hard time competing with imports coming from China of trinkets and baubles. So we're just going to witness the continuation of the factories closing, like what was discussed last hour with Sears. And when no one has jobs in America, then no one can buy anything or build anything. And we'll just see this continue on till, I guess, the breaking point. I guess the good news is at some point she'll all have to come to a crash, and then I guess, you know, we'll have a chance to rebuild. I don't know. But it is sad to see, and I tell you what it's the saddest for. It's the saddest to see our young people, our teenagers, our young men and women in their early 20s that are having to try to decide what can they possibly do in this country for a career with the economy in these shambles. What about the people returning from the military to the joblessness here in America? But you know, the saddest part for me is knowing that it does not have to be this way. That it would not have to be this way if we had any resemblance of a government using common sense and logic in Washington, D.C., instead of just utterly gutting the economy. If we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about meat prices. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. This is radio for truthers and for the masses that still believe the lie. We've been talking a lot today about the situation with the economy and the many, 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 many different ways that the middle class in America is taking it directly to the teeth. And the politicians in Washington, D.C. and in Raleigh or your state government, wherever you are, seem to be oblivious to this fact and inept in the ability to do anything about it. The meat crisis is here. As the price of meat continues to skyrocket, will it soon be considered a luxury item for most American families? This week we learned that the price of meat in the United States rose at the fastest pace in more than 10 years just last month. Now, this is not news to anyone that frequents the grocery store or goes out to eat. I mean, you go through even a fast food restaurant anymore. They want $4 for, you know, a real cheeseburger or something. It's amazing how much this, and you couple it with gas and all the rest of the hits that the average Americans are being put through right now. It's no wonder we have so many people in poverty or so many people have just given up trying to get by the best that they can. Leading the way is the price of shrimp. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, the price of shrimp has jumped an astounding 61% compared to a year ago. Now, I was not aware of that. That is, wow, very, very significant. I've rarely ever eat seafood due to the Gulf oil spill and Fukushima, and we can name a whole bunch of other things. But I'm telling you, you watch enough information about what's actually happening in the food industry, and you darn near become a vegetarian. The price of pork is also moving upward aggressively thanks to a disease which has already killed about 10% of all the pigs in the entire country. Now, I reported on that a couple of weeks ago. That, you know, you don't see these type of stories in the mainstream media of why and what is really happening. You have to turn on to the alternative media. Not that I am the alternative media, I report what's in the alternative media, and turn on to Republic Broadcasting. And I'd like to take this opportunity to tell everyone, support Republic Broadcasting, the great staff, my board op, Craig, what a great job he does, John Stapmiller, the staff of Republic Broadcasting. Go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, and support them to keep broadcasts like this on the air. Now we've got the endless droughts in the western half of the country. That has caused the size of the U.S. cattle herd to shrink to a 63-year low and has pushed the price of beef up to an all-time high. This is really bad news if you like to eat meat. The truth is that the coming meat crisis is already here, and it looks like it's going to get a lot worse in the months ahead. A devastating bacterial disease called early mortality syndrome is crippling the shrimping industry all over Asia right now. According to Bloomberg, this has pushed the price of shrimp up 61% over the past 12 months. In March, shrimp prices jumped 61% from a year earlier, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The climb is mainly due to a bacterial disease known as mortality syndrome. The disease has an extremely high mortality rate. In fact, it kills approximately 9 out of every 10 shrimp that it infects. You know, I know I mentioned this last hour, but it reminds me, I've thought about it several times this past week. I was talking to my wife about it. You know, when you look at what's happening globally, I mean, we've reported time and time and time again on this broadcast about the mysterious fish kills, you know, just millions of fish showing up dead. Look like paved roads. There'd be a river. We've seen it all over the world. The droughts, the wildfires, the hurricanes, the tornadoes, the situation with the honeybees, the colony collapse syndrome. Now we see this with shrimp. It makes you wonder. It makes you wonder with what mankind has done to the planet. If the planet itself is not dying or revolting in front of our eyes. A different disease is driving up the price of pork in the United States. It's known as the porcine epidemic diarrhea virus. And in less than a year, it has spread to 30 states and has killed approximately 7 million pigs. Is that not amazing just in itself? The price of bacon is already up 13.1% over the past year. But this is just the beginning. It is being projected that U.S. pork production could be down as much as 10% this year, and Americans could end up paying up to 20% more for pork by the end of this year. And remember, Smithfield was bought out by the Chinese. I mean, this, you know, if you look at the price of milk, we could talk about really any commodity that you want to in a grocery store, and how this is affecting the American people. The U.S. price of beef has also moved to unprecedented heights thanks to the crippling drought that never seems to end in the western half of the nation. The size of U.S. cattle herds has been declining for 7 years in a row now, and it is now the smallest that it's been since 1951. Is that not an amazing statistic? And then you start putting all of this together. I'm here to tell you the most important thing that I can tell you is not the bad news that I report to you every week. It is to get out of debt, get self-sustaining. If you don't know how to raise a garden, no earlier time to learn than right now. You know, a good friend of mine, Melvin, I didn't garden. I grew up, my dad always gardened. I knew a little bit about it, but I didn't take it serious. And I was running the board at a radio station, WSIC in Statesville, for Melvin to do a show in the garden. And he told me, just get a swimming pool, cut holes in the bottom, go get you some bags of dirt, plant a garden. It don't have to be, it can be a 4 foot around. And I did so, and I was amazed at how much food you could produce just doing it that way. And then, of course, after meeting Laura, and she's got the green thumb, I've learned quite a bit about gardening in the last several years. And people need to consider getting chickens, gardening, and if you've got the land to do so, raise whatever you think best and get self-sufficient. Over the past year, the price of ground chuck beef is up 5.9%. It would have been worse, but ranchers have been slaughtering lots of cattle in order to thin their herds in a desperate attempt to get through this drought. If this drought does not end soon, the price of beef is going to go up much, much more. As the price of shrimp, pork, and beef has risen, many consumers have been eating more chicken. But the price of chicken is rising rapidly as well. In fact, the price of chicken breast is up 12.4% over the last 12 months. If you don't believe the price of chicken has gone up, then roll through one of the restaurant chains, you know who they are, that sell chicken. Unfortunately, this could be the very beginning of the meat crisis. Some scientists are warning that we could potentially be facing a century-long mega drought. And right now, there are no signs that the drought out west is letting up. And we are considering how much the rest of the nation relies on the agricultural production coming out of California. It is very alarming to see that the drought is actually getting worse. Now, this story is posted on the Economic Collapseblog.com. It's part of the RSS feed on thealternativemedia.com. And it's got pictures of the progression of the drought in California from January of this year to May of this year. And it's like tripled in size. Right now, things are so bone dry that in most of the state, that is why it's so easy for these wildfires to get out of control. In fact, Governor Jerry Brown has just declared a state of emergency in San Diego County because of the vicious wildfires that are raging there. And, of course, you've been seeing those on the news. So the reason I wanted to run down that story and tell you why all these prices is going up is because this is obviously it's not going to change. This is going to continue as we go through 2014. I mean, it amazes me when we go to phones next hour. I'd like to get your opinion. When you put together all of the news and the situation, where we find ourselves today. We're coming up on a break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Back to the alternative media fair and in the studio saying, give me liberty or let's give you death. And before I get into the next story, I wanted to say one of the things this past week that ought to tell us where we're at in this country. There was a story ran about the carjackings in Detroit. Now, of course, if it was going to be happening anywhere, you would expect it maybe to be there. Service stations in the area having to actually hire armed guards, 3 to 4 armed guards. Like, you got to have bouncers at convenience stores to keep carjacking down. And the story went on that the police department in the area actually has what they call a lighthouse program. If a convenience store has enough lights and security and cameras, then the police department renders it a lighthouse. If they have enough security guards, and they put this lighthouse out front, and it tells motorists that this is deemed a somewhat safe place to get gas, because cars has gotten harder to steal when they're just sitting, you know, because they got alarms and, you know, push button start and all this kind of stuff. So criminals just jump in the car while you're trying to get gas and drive off. This past week in Charlotte, they were showing where people were just pulling up, jumping out, grabbing women's purse, broad daylight, right on the street, and then just speeding off. You know, just highway robbery in broad daylight. Also in Charlotte, they were showing what they call sliders. And while you're getting gas, they pull up beside of you or they're in another vehicle and they sneak into your car and steal your stuff and then jump back in their vehicle and go off. Amazing to see the amount of crime in this society now. And of course, you know, as the economy worsens, it'll just get worse. But the local crime, just covering the crime in the various counties that surround me here, unbelievable. Listen to this. Yahoo News. The White House this past week promised the United States will not use vaccination programs as a cover for spy operations after the move was attempted, supposedly during the hunt for Osama bin Laden. As Pakistan suffers a resurgence of polio, a top White House official pledged in a letter dated May 16th that the intelligence agency would forswear the tactic, which is partly blamed for the spread of the crippling disease. Now, how about this? The country in which we live has to agree not to use the vaccination program, going to other countries for humanitarian reasons, but we were actually there to spy on them. Islamic militant leaders are reluctant to embrace vaccination programs after Pakistani Dr. Shalil Afridi attempted to help the CIA track down a terror chief through the fake vaccine project. We're over there operating fake vaccine projects, spying on people in other countries, and this is partly to blame for a resurgence of polio. We were telling them we were vaccinating for polio, but we really just had a bunch of spies there. Similarly, the agency will not seek to obtain or exploit DNA or other genetic material acquired through such a program. This was Yahoo News. The CIA policy applies worldwide and to the United States and U.S. persons alike. The letter by Monaco was the first reported by the Council on Foreign Relations fellow Laurie Garrett on Twitter and by Yahoo News. Pakistan last week announced that residents of its restive tribal belt would not be able to travel to other parts of the country without getting vaccinated against polio. The order came days after Pakistan said it would set up a mandatory immunization points at airports to help stop its polio outbreak from spreading abroad in response to new guidelines by the World Health Organization. I just thought this was interesting to see it in the headlines. White House vows CIA will not stage fake vaccine programs anymore. So, you know, you have to take into account, if anybody ever wonders why countries around the world, peoples around the world, so distrust the government of the United States, it's because we may not know that they're doing this, but they know. They know that we have come over there, framed ourselves as the great humanitarians, telling them we're giving them polio vaccines, but actually it was all fake, and we're just there to spy on them. And it says also that they won't do it in the United States. So I guess, you know, either they have been doing it or had plans to do it, probably have been doing it for decades, staging vaccinations to actually just spy on the people. I'm telling you, it would be humorous if it wasn't so darn sad. The Weekly Standard this past week ran an article, 47% of unemployed have completely given up looking for a job, and yet your mainstream media and the government tries to tout that sad old farce that, you know, unemployment is what, 6-point-some percent. A new poll suggests that finding employment, particularly for the long-term unemployed, continues to be a struggle for Americans. The poll conducted by Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals asked questions of 1,500 unemployed adult Americans last month. The survey showed that millions of Americans are at risk of falling into the trap of prolonged unemployment, and it should give policymakers a greater sense of urgency to focus on the singular goal of creating jobs, said Bob Funk, CEO of Express and a former chairman of the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City. We can take to heart that in these difficult times, the American spirit of confident hopefulness endures, but we can't accept this status quo, not for our country, not for our unemployed neighbors, said the former Federal Reserve Bank chairman. 47% agree with the statement. I've completely given up looking for a job. 7% said they agree completely. 7% said they agree a lot. 15% agree somewhat, and 18% agree a little. 60% say looking for work has been harder than expected. 10% say it's easier than expected. Nevertheless, 91% agree with the statement. I'm hopeful that we will find a job in the next 6 months. 46% of unemployed respondents reported not having had any job interviews in the prior month, and 23% report that their last interview was as far back as 2012. Isn't that a, well, it's just a commentary on where we find ourselves at today. You know, I know from my own little research over here nearby, walking distance actually from this radio station, they had announced hiring at this factory. I'm not sure what they make, but anyway, I just happened to ride by during the time they were taking the applications on a Saturday. And I mean, what an unbelievable long line. And it is just, it's just a window of insight into how many people out here would like to have jobs, would like to have a decent job, would like to have a job with some longevity, maybe some benefits, a job they can count on. You see, all that's been taken away from the American people. You can't, there's never been really, I guess what you'd say, guarantees, but you don't have the ability to really, really hope that this job will be there for you 5 years from now. Temporary jobs, jobs that are not full time. This has become the norm in America. And it is just crippling so many people. I know so many people that had jobs where, fortunately, they used to could work 50, 60 hours. They could get some overtime. Now they're reduced down to 30 hours or less. Factories or places of employment where, you know, you're off. They have mandatory days off. They shut down because, you know, they don't have the orders. We have seen all of this just grow over the last, well, I don't know what time frame, several years. One of the stories, North Carolina GOP pushes unprecedented bill to jail anyone who discloses fracking secrets. That's going on right here in North Carolina. Also, they voted this past week to allow fracking permits in 2015. We're going to see more of that here in this state. Here in North Carolina as well. Taking your phone calls all next hour, 1-800-313-9443. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with us.